From the Earth to the Moon by Jules Verne. Chapter 1. The Gun Club. During the War of the Rebellion, a new and influential club was established in the city of Baltimore in the state of Maryland. It's well known with what energy the taste for military matters became developed among that nation of shipowners, shopkeepers, and mechanics. Simple tradesmen jumped their counters to become extemporized captains, colonels, and generals without having ever passed the school of instruction at West Point. Nevertheless, they quickly rivaled their compares of the old continent and, like them, carried off victories by dint of lavish expenditure in ammunition, money, and men. But the point in which the Americans singularly distanced the Europeans was in the science of gunnery. Not indeed that their weapons retained a higher degree of perfection than theirs, but that they exhibited unheard-of dimensions and consequently attained hitherto unheard-of ranges. In point of grazing, plunging, oblique or enfilading, or point-blank firing, the English, French, and Prussians have nothing to learn. But their cannon, howitzers and mortars are mere pocket pistols compared with the formidable engines of the American artillery. This fact need surprise no one. The Yankees, the first mechanicians in the world, are engineers, just as the Italians are musicians and the Germans metaphysicians by right of birth. Nothing is more natural, then, than to perceive them applying their audacious ingenuity to the science of gunnery. Witness the marvels.